how did you become such a central figure in the evolution debate?
The reasons it attracted me really were twofold. One is that I saw such tremendous distortions of science that as a scientist it bothered me a great deal. And the second thing is I saw in what was then called the creation science movement in the 1980s such a very, very clear and distinct message of a particular religious nature, and it was certainly not a religion that I adhered to.
Just sort of jumping off that, the debate over evolution is often cast as a war between science and religion, and how do you personally, how have you reconciled your faith in both Darwin and God?
Well, first of all, I'm going to start out by rejecting the premise of the question, which is that it is proper to cast this as a war between science and religion. It is certainly true that the people who are opposed to evolution, by and large, are religiously motivated. But I also think that religion, properly understood, is not in conflict. I was brought up in the Roman Catholic tradition, and Catholics have traditionally taught that faith and reason are both gifts from God. And if God is real and they are both gifts from God, and you see an apparent contradiction between religion, which is the child of faith, and science, which is the child of reason, it means you have to work harder at both religion and science to understand them.
And, well, you've been defending evolution and science both for over 20 years. And how have the arguments of the attackers that you have confronted evolved?
Well, the interesting thing about that is that the basic arguments really haven't changed at all. What has happened, in many ways, is that the movement has become, I suppose less honest is too harsh a way to say it, but it has certainly become less open about its motivations by attempting to insist that it is a wholly scientific critique of evolution and has nothing to do with religion.
Has the theory of evolution evolved itself in that same time?
Well, first of all, the support for the theory of evolution has grown stronger and stronger and stronger. We have more fossil sequences. We have more transitional forms. We have a better understanding of the evolution of major groups than we've ever had. The second thing that has happened is we've been able to extend our understanding of evolution right down to the level of the molecule. 20 years ago, we didn't have the DNA sequence of a single living organism, not even a bacterium or a virus. Now, every couple of days, we get the DNA sequence of a new bacterium or virus, and every couple of weeks, we get a new animal or plant whose sequence we have. And what has happened is that evolution can now be extended right down to the molecular level. The idea of evolution, what Darwin called descent with modification, is stronger than it ever has been before.
So where do you see this debate going in the future? Is intelligent design dead?
Well, first of all, the other side, the intelligent design folks, have already made their own strategy known. What they are concentrating on is what they call teach the controversy. Specifically, they wish to pretend that there is a scientific controversy, a storm of doubt over evolution, and they are insisting that students be taught about this controversy. There is no controversy within the scientific community about evolution, but that strategy of undermining evolution by insisting that doubts about it be written into school and science curriculum is now what is happening in states like Ohio, Kansas, Michigan, and Wisconsin. So it's clear that's where this is going.
And do you think there's just an inhospitable climate in some religious circles, or that can be overcome?
Well, I tend to be an eternal optimist, and I am confident that people of goodwill, whatever their religious persuasions, can be made to understand, first of all, that science and religion have a deep and ultimate compatibility, which is worth appreciating, and secondly, that the scientific evidence for evolution is overwhelming. I write of no one in the United States in terms of saying, well, that group is never going to accept evolution. I think if we carry the scientific message clearly enough, I think ultimately we will win back the support of the American public.
Well, thank you so much, Ken.
My pleasure, Carol.